for generations of children in Ipswich, a sleepy English market town. Rosie the Indian Rhinoceros has been the star attraction at the local museum. But that changed last July, says Councillor Bryony Rudkin, when a gang of thieves broke into the museum and stole Rosie's horn.
We have other valuable items, and they knew exactly what they wanted and didn't take anything else. Indeed, this was a very targeted theft. And all we understand is that there is a market for this horn. People believe it to be either an aphrodisiac or to be a cure for cancer.
The much-loved rhino was acquired from London's Natural History Museum in 1907 in exchange for $30 and a stuffed pig. Today, Rosie's horn might fetch $300,000, ground down and sold in East Asia, to anyone still persuaded by the myth that rhino horn has curative powers.
It felt wrong, and it felt that we'd been sort of violated and that a community symbol had been lost. But if there's anything good to come out of it, is that Rosie, you know, years after her death, will be able to highlight what a pernicious trade basically rhino poaching is now.
Rosie's case is not unique. Europol reports an Irish crime syndicate is behind a wave of similar thefts from museums across Europe, numbering 70 since 2011. Copycat cases are now occurring as far away as Brazil. In the last few weeks, British police in Surrey, near London, prosecuted two men for stealing horn from another provincial museum, Hazelmere. The culprits were jailed for 7 years. Detective David Pellett, who headed this investigation, warns that rhino horn held in museum collections is preserved in toxic chemicals. It therefore represents a major public health risk if consumed as a medicine or, as increasingly occurs in Vietnam, in designer cocktail drinks.
It was all treated with chemicals, arsenic, etc. So this is all being ground down in the horn, and these people are taking this powder, you know, not knowing what's in there, and the consequences of that is who knows what.
The poisoning issue now resonates beyond the realm of public health. In South Africa, 455 rhino have already been poached this year alone, compared to 30 in 2007. Poachers and traffickers are in the ascendancy. As a result, some conservationists are exploring ways of destroying the trade by intentionally poisoning rhino horn consumers. Among them, reports Cathy Dean, director of Britain-based Save the Rhino, is Ed Hearn, a game reserve owner who has lost several rhino to poachers.
He was so angry. He said very openly that he was going to treat his rhino's horns with some kind of poison. So he's essentially saying to any poacher, if you come and kill my rhinos, you risk killing the people who buy your horn.
Dean does not condone such radical action, nor is it without risk to the animal. Earlier this year, one of Hearn's rhino named Spencer died of a heart attack while being anaesthetised for a procedure to inject poison into his horn.
You drill holes in the horn, you drip in poison or powder, and you seal it up with wax. After a few days, it'll look like the rhino horn has never been treated. Now, there are rumours that other people are just doing this on the quiet and that they simply want the rhino horn, if poached, to leak into the market and for sort of mysterious deaths to start happening.
Julie Ayling is an organised crime expert at Australia National University. She agrees with Dean that serious ethical questions need to be asked about what constitutes an acceptable response to poaching. To target consumers is misguided, she argues, particularly when so many people in East Asia are unaware that rhino is an endangered species and the trade in its horn is the preserve of criminal gangs.
There's an element of desperation because so clearly rhinos are on a trajectory to extinction. What we need is a whole of society enrolled in the fight against wildlife crime. We need education so that people understand the problem. We need law enforcement responses. And we also need people to value wildlife. But harming our fellow humans is not something that I would choose as a good strategy.
Thai and Vietnamese newspapers have linked at least two deaths to the consumption of toxic rhino horn. But there has been no firm evidence that intentionally tainted rhino horn has been consumed. As the poaching crisis escalates and conservationists consider increasingly radical ways to save the species from extinction, it seems no longer simply the rhino whose life is at risk. Ivan Broadhead for VOA News, London.